Bishus Marina Rabbeinu Weinberger, Chala Perk Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Chamisha Dvarim Chayavim Bechala. There are five things. It's interesting that the Mishnah uses a lashon of Dvarim, but five different items that are Chayav and Chala. Hachitim, which is wheat, Vasairim, barley, Vakusmin, which is spelt, Vishibola Shul, oats, Vishifon, rye. Harei Elu Chayavim Bechala. These are the only species that are chayv and chala, umitstarfim ze em ze, and they can be mitstarf from one to the other. So the way the Rav explains, this is Lefi the Yerushalmi, is that if one would take each one of these different foods, whether it's wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye, all them together, and mix them into one type of dough, and then make chala, then he would be chayv and chala, as long as you have the right shear for chala. However, what if one would take, for example, barley, and then he would have a dough of barley, and then next to the dough of barley, he would have a dough of wheat, and they'd be touching each other. So that is not mitztaref. There only are a few exceptions. As we know, when we learned from previous mishnayos, that wheat and spelt are really the same family. So if you had that same situation where you had wheat dough and spelt dough, and they were touching, then they would be mitztaref, because it's really like the same thing. And also, barley is mitztaref with everything except for wheat. But the question he asks also, the Rav, is that if spelt is a type of wheat, and barley is mitzdarf with spelt too, so why shouldn't barley be mitzdarf with wheat if it's mitzdarf with spelt? And the answer is that it's a little bit like wheat and it's a little bit like barley, so it's mitzdarf with each of them. So spelt can go with wheat and spelt can go with barley, but wheat and barley can't go together. They're not mitzdarf to be chayv and chala. And the Mishnah continues, only these five grains, vasurim b'chodesh milifnei ha-pesach, u'miliktzer milifnei ha-omer. So it's aser to eat these as chodesh before Pesach. So some girsas, the Taisi Center brings, it goes into at length. It sounds like this was the Rav's girsa too, that it's aser b'chodesh, not milifnei Pesach, but it really means to say, milifnei ha-omer, before they would bring the carbon omer, one would not allow to eat any of the wheat, which we know is chodesh. So you're not allowed to eat the new wheat that grew before they brought the carbon omer. U'miliktzer, and the girsa they had was milifnei ha-pesach. And there's a separate iser to cut grain. The first grain that one should be cutting is the omer grain. So the omer is the first thing that should be cut. Nothing should be cut before that. Because the Torah says, reishis kitzirchem, that it should be shetehei techila lekol hanektzorim. It should be the first thing that's cut. And just like the Torah says, by chala reishis arisoisechem, and it says also by cutting of the omer, it should be reishis kitzirchem. So the lashon reishis, so it learns out from one to the other that just like this one has the five minim, so too that has to have the five minim. And that which you're not allowed to eat before the carbon omer, that the Rav learns is from the Xer Shava, from the word lechem. It says, v'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo toichlu ad etzem ayom hazeh. That's by the Isser of Chodesh. It says you're not allowed to eat the lechem. And we learn the same lechem, it says, by Pesach. And we know that the Pesach, you need those five minim. Mishnah continues, v'mishrishu koidim l'omer, and if the grains take root before the omer, so they're already existing before the ketzir sa'omer, ha'omer matiran, then when you cut the omer, then it matters those, then you can start cutting those. V'im lav, but if they didn't take root, and they only started growing after you cut the omer, asurin ad sheyavo omer abba. So now, it's after you cut the omer, so now it's going to be chodosh, and you have to wait till the omer from next year, till that's cut. And then you can cut these grains.